We've now got Damien Irvine and Simon Foster, the son of Bradford Northern great Trevor Foster. We've just conducted the fourth round of the Coral Challenge Cup here at Oddsall Stadium. And the big news is that the Bradford Bulls will travel to face Keighley Cougars at Cougar Park on Mother's Day. Damien.
Really exciting tie, Mick. I think it came out first in the draw, that tie. There was, you know, really noticeable excitement in the room because that's what cup ties are all about. Keighley in a division below, but there'll be a lot of feeling in that. The first 20 minutes will be fireworks. There'll be a massive crowd. It'll be packed out up there at Keighley, and that's a great way to kick off the cup campaign and what I hope is a long and deep campaign for the Bulls.
Obviously, with Keighley's financial problems, this is a welcome boost for the new regime in at Cougar Park.
Oh, look, Lady Luck has a funny way of rewarding hard work, and people have been through tough, and rugby league has a good habit of that, Mick, and I think it's a timely draw for Keighley. It's a nice, close local draw for our massive Bulls nation of faithful fans, so they'll go up there in great numbers, which I think is just fantastic. I mean, they would have travelled if it was miles away in 2 or 3 hour trip, but to have it just up the road at Keighley, it's so local, so many of their friends will follow the Cougars and vice versa. You couldn't ask for a better tie. I'm already excited. It's, what, 3 weeks away? Way or so, and it's a really exciting tie.
From a club's point of view, it is a BD battle of the BD postcode, so it's going to be easy to sell.
One of the big things I think about gaining promotion back into the championship was about having more localised games and more meaningful fixtures. Mm-hmm. And whilst Keighley is still, you know, in League One, to get this draw in the cup and bringing them back in, it's just another game which is within 40 minutes or an hour for our local fans to travel to and for the game. And I tell you what, there'll be so much feeling. Keighley will fancy themselves in this tie. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it, they will. Cup games have a knack of being played in the forwards and then a little bit of magic. And already I think this has got something special. I don't know what's going to happen in that 80 minutes, but I've just got a feeling we'll be talking about it for many years.
And Simon, you were the person who pulled out the Bradford Bulls as the away side. The Challenge Cup, it still retains its magic after all these years.
Of course, no, I'm very proud to be here tonight on behalf of the Foster family and great memories of my dad, of course, through that particular time and so many cup finals for him. But yes, as you say, I've just drawn that number 3, second ball out, and there we are going to Keighley Cougars. Couldn't be better. Lockholm Lane, as we used to know it. And I know Bradford Northern and Bulls have a long association with that area, with Keighley. And I remember well Cougar Mania, something that Bradford Northern followed up with, Peter Deakin in those days. And I know many players from Bradford have played for Keighley, and for Keighley have played for Bradford. So it's a cracker and a real local derby, and I just hope it's televised.
It's 70 years since the great Bradford Northern side of 1949 beat Halifax 12-0.
Oh yeah, you know, and though I wasn't quite born at that time, my dad obviously told us stories, bedtime stories of his great career in rugby league and the funny things that happened, but the great accolade to play at Wembley 3 consecutive years, to win against Leeds 47, to lose against the Wigan side with Joe Egan et al 48, and then to go again against local Halifax and win 11-0. And you know, my father went over for a couple of tries, one against Leeds, that probably made the difference in terms of the win that day, and again against Halifax, where he strode over, when I say strode over, walked over from about 15 yards, amazing. He had this space created in the last few minutes, and in front of a crowd of 95,000+ people, phenomenal crowds then. And it was the Duke of Edinburgh who they were introduced to. He was the dignitary that day, previously George the VI, when they played Wigan, King George the VI, and before that, it was the Duke of Gloucester. So he was looking to meet those three intrepid gentlemen. But yeah, the game, great stories, and all his comrades and so on. And sadly, all those players have gone now. We're in another era, but he, as you know, as everybody knows here at Bradford, at Oddsall, he absolutely accepted and was comforted by the Super League when it started. Summer rugby for him was this great thing, you know, out in the sunshine with families and the flags around this stadium. And I just hope, as he would, up there looking down today on Oddsall, that we come back and that we get back into that sort of era again, i.e. success, top of the league, you know, playing the Leeds, the Wiggins and St Helens again. And I'm sure that will happen in due course. We've got to work hard to get there.